Welcome to Rugged Rants, a tough and yes, maybe at times bold conversation on the future of innovation and what we can expect as work changes. I'm your host, Susan Campbell. In today's podcast, we're lucky to have Faisal Pandit, president of Panasonic Systems Solutions Company of North America, to discuss digital transformation, what it is, how companies can achieve it, and some obstacles they must overcome.
Thank you. Welcome, Faisal. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So I remember my very first digital transformation many years ago. Was from an analog clock to a digital clock, which is a good thing because I still couldn't tell time when I was about 10 years old. So...
Sure.
Digital transformation's been around a while.
Right.
It's morphed a little bit. So why don't we start off talking about digital transformation and sort of how you define it and your perspective on what are some ways customers can approach a digital transformation today?
Sure. It's a great question and a quite difficult one also, because digital transformation means multiple things.
Right.
It all depends on the context of the business, the industry that we're in. And I'm glad you started off with your analog example, because to many, it's a new concept, but it's been around forever.
Right.
It's being talked about a lot. It's a buzzword across many industries, but it's not new. Digital today in many industries means somehow acquiring data from various end devices or stuff and aggregating that data and making sense of the data and doing something with it. That's been around for quite a while.
Right,
that's been done for many years. What's changed now is what I call the ubiquity of data.
Right.
Because the devices have become smarter. It's easier to collect that data. It's easier to aggregate it. And it's easy to look at the data now.
Faster to compute it, easier to store
it.
Yeah.
So what and people get so caught up in the technology and the tools around digital transformation. People talk about big data, AI, and things like that.
Right.
What's really important is, and I think that complicates things. What's important is, what is the customer trying to accomplish? What is the customer's pain point that this data can help with?
Right.
And many a times that conversation does not happen, or that element of the sort of the broader discussion is not a high priority.
Right.
So I define digital transformation as a means to address the new needs of customers, which are emerging because of some changes in the marketplace. You know, you have things like the mobile platform.
Mm-hmm.
The phone has made change lots of things. How we do business, how we order our food,
right.
how we engage with each other, how we conduct collaboration. That element has introduced a significant level of change. The ability to use private cars as your taxis, for instance, is a change in how we think of things. So those are some of the trends in the marketplace that are disrupting traditional business models. So if you go back the last decade or so, a lot of big focus was on devices.
Right.
Getting laptops and cell phones and other types of devices, machines in the factory floor. Now we're at a point where the utility value of those devices has sort of diminished, or it has plateaued. Now the next thing is, how do I drive value out of these? So it's all about workflow efficiencies. It's about automation. It's about end user experience optimization. It's about those kind of elements. And that's where data comes handy. That's where software and services come handy. So I look at it as, in very simple terms, I look at it as going from a very device-only focus or a machinery-only focus to a more holistic focus where I have my devices smarter. It's coupled with some level of software and services capability so I can address the questions around workflow efficiency, automation, and user experience improvement. Because again, these industries are facing all sorts of challenges.
Right.
And I just want to quickly talk about some of those challenges so that people can get a sense of what those disruptions are. You have the quick service restaurant industry, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You have a high turn turnover ratio.
Right.
You have labor costs going up, minimum wages coming in. You have multiple order entry points into a restaurant, so the throughput needs to increase.
Right.
So the need of the hour is not to have a new cash registry, but the need of the hour is to figure out, how do I manage my demand? How do I improve my throughput in the kitchen?
Right.
This is just one example. You have, we've done a great job in our laptop business with our public safety customers over the years. They've done, it's, we've got such a large footprint. The challenge in those industries is, how do I manage distracted driving?
Right.
Those are the conversations. So those are real disruptions, and we have to address that through by providing a full ecosystem. And that's where what I consider to be a digital transformation
right.
on the front lines. Now, on the back end of the system in a business, internal to a business, when you're driving to that level of efficiency and delivering to those needs in the front end, your back end systems have to be agile enough and robust enough to meet the demands of the front end.
Right.
So it requires an internal process overhaul as well.
Right, information visibility.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you were talking about the quick service restaurant mm-hmm. and the digital transformation. I had to chuckle because over the weekend I was out running errands, and the Chick-fil-A in our town, the line was wrapped around the building and out on the highway.
Wow.
And people are, and they have a 2-lane drive-through, and people are just sitting there waiting. And I'm like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. Click it out on my app.
That's right.
Walk in, walk out. It's, you don't even have to wait.
That's right.
So it's a multi-layered transformation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just in talking about quick service restaurants, you see kiosks all over.
Oh, right.
Now, you got the average time on a kiosk is 2.5 minutes, but it's the average order has gone up 10-15%.
Isn't that interesting?
Because now I'm by myself.
You're browsing.
I'm browsing. I by myself. I get excited. I'm not forced by because I have a clerk at the front desk who's looking at me and pushing me to order. And then on top of that, there's technology out there. Through facial recognition, I can recognize you and I can cut down that time from 2 minutes to a matter of seconds.
Wow.
So throughput becomes really important.
And
in the Chick-fil-A that you were at, the problem they have is they can't expand their kitchen.
Right.
It's not going to grow 4 times to improve the throughput. And they're getting Uber Eats, DoorDash guys showing up.
Right.
It's congested. So those are the challenges our customers and industries are facing across the board. If we had the time, I can give you tons of examples across multiple industries.
Yeah.
But fascinating times and perfect opportunity for companies that have good customer relationships and who can understand customer issues.
So leading a large organization, you've watched a number of companies go through digital transformations like some of the quick serve restaurants or other large companies. In your opinion, what do they do right? And what can companies who are looking to go through a digital transformation of their own, what can they take away from that learning and help apply to their organization?
That's a great question. There's pick a company and they'll talk about digital transformation.
Yeah.
Again, what does it mean and how they do it? I think McDonald's, in my opinion, has done a great job in embracing digital transformation very early on. Mm-hmm. Today, McDonald's, this is my own opinion, is a company that's a technology company that sells hamburgers.
Right.
But they made that transition because they believe that the value is going to come from understanding the consumer mm-hmm. and delivering to the consumer's needs. You have the next generation, the millennials, who are used to talking to their siblings in the same room through social media.
Right.
They're not interested in standing in that line. Talking to a person. They're not interested in waiting for 7 minutes for that.
Right.
They're more health conscious. They're not going to take the quality of a restaurant as the previous generation took.
Right.
They're looking for fresher quality. So I think McDonald's recognized some of these things very early on. The kiosks that you see in McDonald's, they're the first, pretty much the leader in this industry that went out and invested, made significant capital investment in putting kiosks.
Right.
And that has done quite well because the demand is going to come in. And if the demand sees a long wait time, they're going to leave.
Right.
They're going to move to the next place.
Right.
So now I can go to the kiosk and order stuff. And it was at a time when a lot of people said, you don't need kiosks. You're going to use mobile phone. But the mobile phones are not ready for that. So they took that leap of faith
right.
and made that investment. And that's just one element of it. This comes from the things that McDonald's is doing. They acquired a large artificial intelligence company recently to manage to focus on predicting demand.
Wow.
And to essentially go into the just-in-time cooking model so they can deliver healthier options to their consumers.
Wow.
And that's, to me, that's digital transformation.
They really embraced the data and technology that was available to
them. Absolutely.
And at a time they needed to, right?
Absolutely.
Because when some of the other kind of upstart brands and quick mm-hmm. serve were starting to, you know, chip away at their market share and
right.
their position in that industry, they had to turn to something to really change the game. And they definitely focused on their food quality and technology.
100%. And again, I go back to what I said earlier. A lot of companies get into this digital transformation with the focus on technology.
Right.
Technology drives it.
Yeah.
It's got to be the other way around.
What's the issue?
What's the issue? So the issue was food quality, turnaround time, better throughput, get people in and out.
Right.
And then technology is an enabler.
Right.
So I think the model they've taken is the right model.
Right.
And companies that focus on customer issues, I think, will be successful in their transformations in the long run.
Yeah. Good point. So in your opinion, what are some of the large obstacles or stumbling blocks in getting started and then on following through when you start a digital transformation? And you probably never finish, but at least when you're getting started.
I think you get into what's the definition, like what does it mean for a company?
Mm-hmm.
What's the scope of it? So what I have seen and what I have, based on experiences, based through conversations with other people in the industry, people get so caught up on the technology front. People get caught up on assumptions that they can't, that haven't been validated.
Mm.
So to me, digital transformation is like anything else. Don't get too caught up in the complexity and the technology that comes with it. Step right into what's the pain point with my customer?
Right.
Now, that's easier said than done because most traditional sales organizations do not have that capability to understand the customer's pain point. We talk about solution selling, and most people say they're solution sellers, but that's tough because you're not selling anything. You're walking into a customer's business and trying to understand their pain points. Sometimes the customer doesn't know their pain points.
Right.
So it's a long, drawn-out process, and traditional sales organizations work in shorter cycles. Quarter, month, and if it's not happening, so the interest is lost. So what needs to happen is there needs to be more focus on becoming a trusted advisor, understanding the industry, understanding the pain points.
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand the pain points, then you can bring something new to the table. And then the rest of the organization has to work around building those capabilities. And just to be clear, when I talk about digital transformation, I'm mainly talking about the front line,
mm-hmm.
the customer facing, the end user outside the business, you know, taking a
right.
product company into doing digital transformation in a product company. Now,
okay.
internal digital transformation is all about turning your operations, making them more agile and things like that. That's a different
topic.
Yeah.
Right. So looking ahead, with digital transformation, you know, I mentioned it was many years ago, mm-hmm. not my analog clock digital transformation, but is this a topic we'll still be discussing 5 years, 10 years from now? Or will by then it just be sort of table stakes? If you're not digitally savvy, agile, you're out of the game.
I think depends on the industry, but to a great extent, it won't be a buzzword. It would get integrated and ingrained into most businesses. The level of maturity will vary from industry to industry, but I think it will be well ingrained and integrated into most industries, especially the machinery, the device, the hardware-focused industries would have a lot of focus on it. But it doesn't mean that it's going to take over the core businesses.
Right.
I think the core, it will augment the value of the core technology or the core products, but it doesn't necessarily take over. There's a lot of talk about software and services, especially just taking over some of these hardware-oriented businesses. I don't necessarily think that's going to happen. I think it'll augment the value.
Right. Well, it's so hard to run software on a no device.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
They're great. They're great complementary players.
Absolutely.
There. True.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. This has been a great conversation and one I'm sure will continue over time.
Absolutely.
That's it for us. I'm Susan Campbell, and that's another episode of Rugged Rants. It's each a tough and bold conversation on the future of innovation and what we can expect as work changes.